This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. government is about to hit the congressionally imposed upper limit on the amount it can borrow. It'll happen today. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said the department will now take what are called extraordinary measures to be able to keep paying the bills, Medicare, the military included, until the country hits a firm money runs out, drop dead date, probably sometime in June, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Extraordinary measures sounds pretty dramatic.
Sounds like something that might be used in a Harry Potter film.
Mark Hamrick is at Bankrate.
But really what that means is any number of different accounting maneuvers to conserve cash.
Basically, Treasury will have to move some money around so it can keep paying the country's most important bills.
This is not unlike a household budget where some payments are absolutely necessary, but perhaps another payment is more discretionary.
In this case, with the federal government, what kind of payments might be more discretionary?
This includes retiree funds for government employees.
Dan Sickle is at Wellesley College.
There's a fund that's set up to use for stabilizing exchange rates.
Treasury can pull from them for now and pay them back later, if and when Congress does vote to raise the debt limit. But those funds are limited. There's only so long this can go on before they run out too, and the U.S. government can't pay its bills.
This is much like a family spending a bunch of money on a credit card, and then when the bill comes at the end of the month, saying, you know, I don't want to pay the credit card bill.
The federal government has basically already bought a bunch of stuff, and raising the debt limit will just allow it to pay for it, says Rachel Snyderman at the Bipartisan Policy Center.
The debt limit does not authorize new spending commitments. It really is just allowing the government to finance its existing legal obligations.
Commitments that lawmakers of both parties have already made. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.